There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan.
My brother from another mother.
On FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question, were you high on drugs?
Last question, kiss my...
All right, 7 minutes after 1 o'clock, or as normal people say, 107 and FM Talk 106.5's Midday Mobile, Ohio. I'm Sean. Next hour, we get to hang out here the rest of this hour. At three, next hour, it's Paul Feinbaum. This hour, it's us. 251-343-0106 for a phone call or a text. 251-343-0106. And with the app, you can also leave us a talkback message there. About to get to this. I do want to kind of, let me try to catch up on some text from last hour here. So, because we had jumped around, because we finished a segment, then Erica comes on and we're talking about milkshakes. So back to the text that came in after the conversation with Cameron Smith. Let's see if I get this. I think I'm in the right order. King of all unnamed texters. Sounds like that individual agent is in the wrong. Joshua says, whenever someone harasses any armed law enforcement, they usually get shot in the chest. I do not see that changing. They do not care about your race, creed, religion, or political preference. This has always been a thing and will continue to be. Leo says, there is one person responsible for Preddy getting shot, and that's Preddy. In Alabama, and this is verbatim, it's illegal for anyone other than law enforcement officers to possess firearms while participating or attending demonstrations at public places. That is the law in Alabama. Leo, you are correct. It's not that law. That's not the law in Minnesota. So, I mean, that's, states have different laws. So it's not against the law what he was doing. Like I said, this idea that where they're going to either canonize or vilify, that's not how the real world works. It's a bad situation. I mean, would he have been better not being there, not having a firearm? Sure, agreed. And it sounds, you know, looks like at this point, still let the forensics do the forensic thing, that gun went off. You know, the 320. Looks like it went off. It, you know, does not have a safety on it, right? Like a lot of good concealed carry guns don't. And there's been some issues. If you Google it, and like my buddy Ben had sent me a bunch of stuff on it. I was not familiar with it till he sent that earlier in the week. The gun's got a reputation for going off. So, I mean, there are a lot of, I mean, and so therefore, could the agent have thought that the guy's shooting? Sure. There's a lot of nuance to this, but I know that, you know, cable news doesn't make any money from nuance, right? But kind of, I think us regular folks need to talk about that. Let's see. Jason, let's see. Is this from? No, this is Jonathan. I'm sorry. Jonathan says, I guess I can't wrap my head around why anyone would think it's a good idea to bring a gun into this situation. What did they think was going to happen? But then again, I guess stupidity is not against the law. That Jonathan just took it from me. Jonathan, exactly. Exactly right. It was a good, no, it's not a good decision. But to have Stephen Miller come out, you know, the president went the other way and said, I don't think, but Stephen Miller going out there and saying, you know, questioning somebody's Second Amendment rights. If you want to defend the Second Amendment or the First Amendment, you have to be consistent. Let's see, from Mayor Bush, says it's extremely simple in many ways, but made complicated by ignorance. Concealed carry nor open carry give you the right to interfere and impede in police activity. This can go from misdemeanor to death in less than less than a second. Makes no sense to take that chance. Yeah, I 100% agree. Like I said before, anybody would say, well, do you think? I know I don't think it's a good idea. Nobody, I mean, if you question that Stephen Miller's out there saying what he's saying, that doesn't mean you think it's a good idea to go get in this situation. All right, Summerdale Tony said, I guarantee whoever's trash can that was, they're still getting charged for it by the Baldwin County Waste Management. And let me tell you, they're tough. Try missing a bill with them. Your butt will be in court quick. You think this, the trash can that possibly was washed away in Hurricane Sally, that ended up washing up in Dorset, England, they might still be paying for it. Well, maybe they get their money back now. They can say, look, there it is. I did not have it. It was in the Gulf Stream. Can you imagine, and maybe I haven't read through all the texts, my fishing people will probably come out. Can you imagine the fish around that? Y'all have come up on a trash can in the Gulf before, right? Whether, I mean, they're not all equal, but I've been on just a small, like a house trash can that's in the tide line out there. Catch a lot of triple tail. Catch a lot of blackfish. Catch a lot of dolphin pretty fast. Let's see. But that was funny, Tony. Okay, Paul says someone has determined that can was from Fort Morgan. All right. Ben, things found in the Atlantic recently from Alabama. The whoopee and a 90-gallon garbage can. Yeah, but the garbage can came from here and got the whole way over to England, where the whoopee was out in the Atlantic and ends up, still amazingly, ends up off the coast of France, which we're going to talk more about that going forward. And all the conversations we've had on the show with Bryant Knight with Fight or Die, there's a documentary coming out and all that kind of stuff about it. So we'll dig back into it. Okay, see, I knew this would happen. See, that's good. Jerry, Fort Morgan. I wonder if that guy in England would consider returning my fad back to me, which a fad is an acronym for y'all fish attracting device. Returning my fad back to me. I caught several good blackfish off of it. See, there we go. I knew I didn't even get to that one yet, and he's on the same page as me. Michael, the Ilhan Omar thing was worse acting than Meemaw's daytime soaps. That was obviously staged and more fake than Dolly Parton's personal flotation devices. So I watched that, and I think the same thing. Dalton kind of seasoned me to it before I saw it, and then I saw it, and I agree with you, Michael. It seems theatrical, right? And then have Ilhan Omar say, no, we're gonna finish this town hall, even though somebody squirted something out of a syringe. We're gonna finish. I mean, you know, you're gonna show strength. Let's see. Which also reminds me about doing pressers and having things thrown at you. With all my disagreements with George Bush Jr., just rapid expansion of government spending under Republican, you know, rush to war, all those things. The guy's got moves. I mean, if you go back and look, when he had the shoe thrown at him, remember that? We can get that up on the screen right now. But he had remember his head fake of that shoe? George Bush, he had moves. He had moves back then. Y'all remember that? The shoe was thrown at him and he just kind of put the juke on it and went by him? Let's see. The Squirrel Vreem said, what happened to the liberal cries of white privilege? They were complaining that the two in Mobile who shot the police did not get shot for being white, and now they pay more attention to a fellow idiot comrade than the young victims every day. Unnamed texter here, let's see. Sean, I saw a report that some of the news media outlets are purposely altering images of the Pretty shooting, and they are presenting them as factual evidence. If true, they should lose their broadcasting license. Absolutely, if they're aware of it, right? You got to show. Here's the thing. So you're going to have to show that they knew it. They have to be. You know, so if a news outlet that they always try to get the news out first, put something up that's inaccurate, it's incumbent upon them the second they find out to take it down. If they did it purposefully, I think you're spot on, Texter. All right, 116, coming right back. 251-343-0106 to get in touch.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Okay, 120 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Check in with my buddy David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars and talk inventory. New stuff on the way.
Yeah, Sean. We've got one truck should be here in between 3 and 4 this afternoon, and we'll have another one probably overnight or first thing in the morning. 16 total new vehicles on the way. So, and we've got a great inventory already, so it's just going to make it that much better.
Okay. Let's talk about rates. You know, that's a conversation here nationally right now, but the rates have fallen. And when they had, you told me it takes y'all like, it's like the next day before those, that's that fast that they're reflected in y'all's rates.
Absolutely. I mean, well, your banks are going to take advantage of it as fast as they can. And then they're always going to push it to their consumers. I mean, these banks and credit unions and whatnot, they're in business to help the consumer, you know, more than anything else. And they're going to give those rates to them as fast as they can. So, and yeah, the federal government, I mean, money's, that's what it costs that day. That's what it costs these banks that day.
True, true. All right. People want to talk about financing. Obviously the fun part, checking out all the inventory in person or online, give them directions.
Well, online you can do it all. You can look at the vehicles, you can pull the Carfax, you can apply for financing. You can text back and forth with us, whatever you want to do, at lcmmotorcars.com. You can give us a call, 251-375-0068. In person, we're at Highway 90 and Plantation in Theodore. It's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A.
Good stuff. David, we'll talk soon.
All right, buddy. Have a good day.
All right, there he goes. David McCrary at LCM Motorcars. Oh, on the text line here from David said, all that Chonky Bear is missing is his tie and picnic basket. It's a good time for me to remind you about our Twitter or X feed, which is generally me, because when I started the station, I kind of, you know, I started all of it kind of myself. But at FM Talk 106.5 on Twitter or X, you can go see there. I put a picture up. This bear. So the story is, this is from WKRG, the bear stories, right? Get the attention. And it's, now I will say that somebody has schooled the young cub reporters there that that there are bears in Saraland, but they didn't correct. Okay, I'm gonna go on for a second here, because I've said these things and I guess they don't listen at certain news stations, although a lot of them do. But so the latest story says a driver in Saraland spotted a black bear along the road Tuesday afternoon, and they shared it with News 5. A News 5 viewer sent pictures of the bear, which she said she saw walking along the edge of the woods around noon. She said the bear wasn't very far from the Cracker Barrel in Saraland. That's where I took it, because looking at this bear, just a fat bear. But, I have seen my share of black bears in Alabama, and this one needs to be on the Ozempic here. It's a chunky bear. It goes on to say, while this is probably the first reported sighting of 2026, is it really? I probably can get you, okay, we're this far into 2026. I'm probably, right now, people listening to the station can send me pictures before today and or yesterday in 2026 where they saw a bear. So I hate to nitpick here. It says that while this is probably the first reported sighting of a 2026 black bear, encounters are not rare in this area. So good. That sentence, there was a edit there that it's not a crazy thing that the bear was spotted. But then they left this story in. Remember this back in December? And I read the story and I sat here kind of slack-jawed reading it. And then y'all on the text line like were reacting like I did. It says here, on December 10th, 2025, a black bear was spotted rummaging through a dumpster for his next meal near the Publix on Old Shell Road. Now, when that came out, remember I gave pause there and texting with a friend of mine who's a bear researcher. I said, did you see this? I said, because that's a story. If we got, you know, I've got bears around the house in West Mobile County, Saraland, you know, it's kind of just got bears. Old Shell Road in Midtown was, the Publix there was an eye-opener for me. Well, it turns out, as I try to figure this out, you got Shell Road there where the Publix is. It's there, not Old Shell Road, but Shell Road. Maybe it's New Shell Road there in Saraland. But it wasn't corrected. The story says Old Shell Road. So you got people out there who don't critically think, going, no, honey, I'll tell you right now, the dang story said the bear was in the dumpster at the Publix on Old Shell. Next thing you know, he's going to show up probably over at Cammie's Old Dutch. No, because it was in Saraland. But I will point out that the bear that they said was by the Cracker Barrel in Saraland, this latest story, does look like it's been visiting Cracker Barrel a good bit. It's a fatty out there. And also, speaking of things being large, story came out, what, 2 weeks ago? About the great white that had everybody in a fervor, right? That OSearch was, you know, they have the tracker. You can track these great whites, and it was off the coast of South Baldwin. And in the story later, they said, well, they estimated this great white to be at 1,000 pounds, so not particularly big. Adults can range from 1,000 to 25,000 pounds. Remember us talking about on the show, I said, hey, drop the zero, move the comma. I didn't see that get edited either. So there's somebody out there now who's sitting there, you know, on the front porch going, I'll tell y'all right now, they'll get to be 25,000 pounds. No. I've said this before. There's another person in media in town. He's in TV. He's a friend of mine. You probably guess who it is. He and I have discussed this before while we're out fishing. We could start a consulting company to just news companies. If you got something to deal with animals here in our area, just run the story by us. I mean, we'll charge you like $20 or something, and we'll tell you did that make sense or not. So there you go, the bear story there, the latest bear story. All right, Fire Dog said Obama really screwed Minnesota when he sued Arizona for passing laws that were exactly the same as the federal immigration laws. Why I would take a gun to an act of riot scene is just beyond me. You know who else? It wasn't just Arizona, too. Remember Fire Dog? The state of Alabama, when we got beaten in Ninth Circuit, said, hey, we're going to enforce the immigration laws. And then we were told, no, you won't. We lost that one. All right. Jim in Georgetown, the 2A is similar to the 1A in the fact that while it should be absolute, the rights do not protect you from the consequences. A little common sense goes a long way to not getting dead. 100% agree. 100% agree. Michael's seen the picture now, too. That's a really fat bear. He must have been hammering all the honeypots in Saraland. Or the fact that he was there at the Cracker Barrel, I'm just saying. Derek says that was a crackhead wearing a rug. It's cold. It wasn't actually a fat bear. It's just a fat. But crackheads aren't usually fat, are they? I mean, you're really missing the thing. If you're fat and you're on cocaine, you get Roger. Yeah, Shell Street. Not Shell. The one there in Saraland. We all get this, but they put the story up. And then, you get it. You'll like me, Roger, you read the story, that last one where they said the bear was in the dumpster at Publix on Old Shell Road that came out in December. And with some critical thinking, you go, yeah, not a lot of black bears in Midtown. Although, what was it, 2 years ago? And Dan's old neighbor got me the picture of one right there at Municipal Park. I thought that was cool. And then had the one that was hit on Cottage Hill in town. But Midtown was kind of ranging there. So if you have critical thinking, then you go through and go, okay, it's actually on Shell up in Saraland. But we don't correct that, and we don't correct the great whites can get to be 25,000 pounds story. I mean, that's a hell of a movie. What was it, Megalodon or something? And Ben says it's not just animals. Every piece of equipment in a news story is either a backhoe or a bulldozer. Right, too. That's funny. All equipment, they're all backhoe. Even if they're skid steer, they're a backhoe. You know. Okay, coming right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 in Midday Mobile. Glad to have you all along. Good time to check in with my friend Anna at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. And gold prices, like you know, Ron and I were talking about earlier this week, Anna, there's something. Silver prices are something. And y'all are buying.
Yeah, we are buying certain things. Like right now we're trying to replace stuff that we've sold here in the shop for the most part when it comes to silver items. So if you wanted to call the store, it's 251-725-1590 and to have your name put on the list because a lot of people aren't buying silver. But we can add you to the list and call you as soon as we have room available or if we need something. And as far as gold, we are buying scrap gold. So if you've got scrap jewelry or, you know, something else, you can bring it in and get a quote or, you know, sell some of your scrap stuff and we're happy to buy it.
Well, I mean, to kind of paint the picture for folks. So let me see. Right now, $5,321.90 is gold price as of that last second. That's for an ounce. If somebody's got there's people who could have an ounce worth or a half ounce worth of gold jewelry they don't use anymore or broken or whatever. I mean, that's substantial money.
Absolutely, yes, sir. And then if it's like 18 karat or higher, some of the foreign gold that's like 21 or 24 karat pure, it brings even more. And so I've had quite a few, you know, ladies and gentlemen nowadays coming in and selling like old class rings, stuff that they don't wear. You know, back in the day, people used to get a class ring and wear it all the time. Well, nowadays people get a class ring that's made out of gold and they don't really wear it, you know?
Yeah, and instead of it just sitting there, I mean, I'm sorry to break hearts here, but a lot of that stuff, the grandkids don't want it. I mean, maybe there's something super special, but yeah, you know, we hold on to stuff because one day the kids, they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't. Sell it and make the money now. All right, and while they're there as well, coming up on Valentine's Day, I mean, what, like 2 weeks out or something like that? I mean, it's coming up fast. What do you have in gift items?
Yeah. Well, we've got plenty of jewelry because that's a big hit during Valentine's Day. We have the classic diamond studs, different diamond rings. We have different gemstones. And speaking of February, we have a lot of amethyst jewelry in gold and silver. There might be some platinum pieces as well for those that are not into silver but still like white metals or white gold. We have a lot of different things available. You can browse online through our website, mobilebaycoins.com. If you click on shop or store, it'll take you to our online eBay store that you can look through and search by sizes, different color stones, metals, everything.
Good stuff. Now we got to tell them how to, okay, the eBay store, the website, where do they go?
Mobilebaycoins.com is okay. our website. They can go from there. And our physical address here is 2204 Government Street.
There you go. There'll be people seeing you soon with that earring, that big bangled gold earring from the 80s that they don't wear anymore.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Anna. All right, there goes Anna at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Yeah, I mean, for a second, just to put it in, there's going to be math in this. But so I looked this up. Not that this would be something I would sell, but who knows? Maybe it's a wedding ring you don't use anymore. Wedding rings, they said here, weigh between 1 and 6 grams for women, slightly more for men. Overall average falling to about 3.4 to 5.8 grams. Okay. So some can, some with intricate designs can exceed 7 grams. So then, all right. So there's what? So the ratio here, let's see, 1 ounce equals, so 28.34 grams. Somebody do the math there. Okay, here's your math equation. Dot while you're driving. But if gold is trading at $5,319.30, okay, $5,319, we'll work off that, an ounce. So divide that ounce by 28, right? So we'll figure out what that is and then times 7. But just to bring, I mean, cha-ching. It's like you're saving gold. The kids don't want it. The kids, you'd think the kids want, they don't want it. All right. To the text line here, we will get a few more of these bear text in the mix here. Derek said the old shell bear. It was not the old shell bear. It's the shell road bear. Southern Jedi said cocaine bear. I don't think this was cocaine bear. I think cocaine bear would be very skinny, don't you? Jason, I'm not reading that one. Oh, I read it, but I'm not reading it on the radio. Larry from Daphne said, hey, Sean, I distinctly remember Kyle Rittenhouse carrying an AR-15, providing medical care to people. Riding did not get shot by police. He got attacked by violent protesters, but funny when you obey the law. But funny when you obey the law, even when carrying. Yeah, he got attacked. Yeah. He posted up something. I need to go find it. See, I don't know. I saw it on Twitter, and he posted up something about this as well. Let me see what that, let's see. Find that. We'll just do this on the flow here. Okay, so here you go. So speaking of Kyle Rittenhouse, he says, comparing these situations. All right, so he comparing the situations between him and what happened in Minneapolis, I guess he's saying, stupidity and dishonesty. And so Kyle Rittenhouse defended himself legally, then he surrendered. Alex resisted while armed. I have been arrested with a firearm on me. Can you guess why I'm alive today? And then he, then up there he says, he goes on, okay, where he said, let's see. Kyle Rittenhouse says, I think ICE, listen to this, this is interesting. I think ICE should unmask only if Transtifa and their anonymous online blank posting accounts reveal their identities. I won't hold my breath. And then Kyle then said, carry everywhere. It is your right. So there's the Rittenhouse stuff. I knew I saw something on Twitter about that. Let's see. Buddy. See, here we go. Buddy said this big boy or girl was behind our cabin in Gatlinburg. It's got to be close to 500 pounds. The Gatlinburg bears are ridiculously fat. They are poster bears for Ozempic. The Gatlinburg bears are, I mean, it's nothing but saltwater taffy. Michael says, I think that Midtown black bear on Shell Street was really Midtown. It was Shell Street just near before Nixon's when you're heading downtown. It's Shell Road Place technically, though. I really, Michael, you got to send me evidence. I think it's because that Publix in Saraland is on Shell. It's also called, it's called like Shell Street or Shell Road. Shell Street, I think. I'm sorry, it just would have made bigger news. Because, I mean, I watch for this kind of stuff. If there would have been, back on December 10th, you can go back and look up the story. If the black bear would have been behind Publix in the dumpster, there on Old Shell, like Old Shell in Florida, I think it would be a bigger thing. C.B. Carl said, Sean, you keep saying critical thinking like it's as common sense as common sense. Also, I agree completely with the personal responsibility that goes with the First and Second Amendments. Okay, do we think it's the same one? This unnamed texter said, the Saraland Shell Road Bear. This was a couple years ago, a couple hundred yards from Celeste Road. There's some big ones up there. There's a lot up there. I told you, like, it's, I grew up getting to hunt up in that area, Radcliffe and Salco and Celeste Road, Radcliffe Road up there in 1980s. Back when I was a kid in 1980s. We were seeing them. I remember coming to school. You know how, for those of you that hunt, though, younger, and you come to school on Monday, and everybody talks about what they saw, what they did. And my friends and I that got to hunt on that property would come in and say, we saw, you know, I saw a 6-point, and I saw some does or whatever, and I saw two bears, and, I mean, the kids in class would just howl with laughter. How many lions and tigers did you see, Sullivan? I was like, none, but I saw bears. Sure you did. It was different day then, you know, but yeah, I mean, I remember saying that people like, we don't have, I'm like, yeah, we do. We saw them. Jay Bird says, text the FM talk obesity bear belongs to Saraland. Yes. Texter says, just give us the bear facts. Just give you the story. Size wise, though, I could tell you on the great white story from a couple weeks ago, they're not. They don't get to 25,000 pounds, but that'd be a heck of a story if they did get to 25,000 pounds, but they don't. Speaking, here it is, Segway, custom-made Segway. I've had this story in my stack I thought it was probably going to go till Friday, but we had a chance to do it. This story I've had since Monday, I think, from 1819 News. I told y'all. When all these, what do they call them, the GLP-1s, that there's several brand names out there, right? The Ozempic, Kilimanjaros, or whatever they are. I said, this stuff is going to be like black market. This stuff is going to be sold. There'll be like people on the street going, hey, man, where's my hit? Because remember, and I said, and there'll be somebody overdose on it. We had the story about 4 or 5 months ago of somebody overdosing on this stuff. I don't know which brand it was. And then this story, the Better Business Bureau of North Alabama weighs in, joke, on weight loss injection scams. So here we go. WAFF-TV, I'm sure you're Tennessee Valley News and Weather Leader or something like that, reported that scams are on the rise and can be found in fake online ads, text messages, and fake celebrity endorsements generated by AI. The Better Business Bureau of North Alabama said it received numerous reports about fake GLP-1 products. Now, please don't tell me they're putting fentanyl in this stuff. It says a quote here from the Better Business Bureau of the Tennessee River Valley region. I just made that part up. North Alabama. Says GLP-1s are a prescription medicine, so you should be going through a physician to get that prescription. Whether you're doing a telehealth or you're doing actually physically going to your doctor's office, there's some online pharmacies that are legitimate. Maybe they are compounding pharmacies, and you can go through that process as well. End quote. So people up there are buying like black market Ozempic stuff. I knew this would happen. Can we go back and roll the tape from when I said this would happen? The overdose thing happened, and now the people go, man, I got to get that fix. I got to get that fix. So people, in, at least in North Alabama, they're along the Tennessee River, are buying the fake Ozempic or whatever they think it is, the GLP-1s. There you go. Let's see. Jerry, how do you think it's going to work out when some of those idiots show up at the home of an ICE agent while the wife and kids are home? Well, I would think they're going to do that. Maybe the people they doxed. I don't know. Rock and Roll Doctor says the Shell Road in Midtown Bear is friends with the owl that attacks joggers in Ashland Place. They love playing havoc on the unassuming Midtown residents. There you go. All right, be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
To 152 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Grab a few. Let's see, a few more of these texts here. This one from Michael said, if Midtown Owls and Bears get together with the Trash Pandas, then y'all need to assign a protection detail for Dan on his afternoon walks. He's too much of a historical icon of our area to chance the risk of attack. That is for sure. I used to say, assign a park ranger to that man, for he is a national treasure, right? Get time. I want to get the one serious story, and that kind of the lighter story here. This story is popped up multiple times on different pages I look at, national and local. So I guess it's one that we need to pay attention to, because this stuff is like, well, it's not like buying gold, because gold's real expensive now, but olive oil. I like to cook with the olive oil. I like the olive oil. It says two California lawmakers are leading the charge in Congress. Now, think about everything else going on. But two California lawmakers leading the charge in Congress to push the FDA to set national standards for olive oil. Makes sense, though. They got money in it in Cali. Representative David Velado said, olive oil is something that everyone loves. End quote. It may be. Maybe not. I think that may be a little much, but I like it. But California Congressman Velado and Josh Harder say there aren't any clear labeling standards for olive oil, which means you might not always get always be buying what you think you're buying. Harder said it could be good, it could not be good, it could be adulterated, it could be saying something's it's something else. So The Republican and Democrat represent California counties that lead the nation in olive oil production. No big surprise there. They're pushing to pass their Olive Oil Standards Act to require the FDA to create identity and grade standards for the product. Says, with the administration's new dietary guidelines recommending olive oil as a healthy fat, that's coming from, of course, RFK Jr., this guy, Joseph Profaki, with the North American Olive Oil Association, did you know that was a thing, is optimistic that the FDA has taken the action. He said, this is olive oil's moment in the sun. I get that joke as well. But it says his association found in 20, this Profaki, in 2024, 85% of the olive oil market did not have other ingredients or adulterants like seed oils mixed in. He said it's largely a perception more than a reality when it comes to retail. He said it's not always the case when it comes to food service. He says national standards are needed. There you go. So I would like them to explain when they do this. What, and somebody will probably text me right now and could tell me, are the guys from Sip and Chew. Virgin olive oil and then extra virgin olive oil. I don't understand the difference between those two. I've been scratching my head on that. And then this we'll be talking about probably till long past the cows come home. We do it every year when the legislature's in session. This story from yellowhammernews.com. Not sure, quote here, not sure the votes are there. Ledbetter and Gudger temper expectations for an Alabama gaming bill in 2026. No shucks. Says the debate to legalize gaming. I'm tired of the gaming thing, and I'm not anti, but it's gambling. Let's quit. Gaming's what the kids are doing on the computer. The debate to legalize gambling in Alabama won't go away until lawmakers pass a bill, the governor signs it, and voters across the state approve a final structure to get the legal economy for the new state ventures, such as lottery, online sports betting, casino gaming, and beyond. But the state's top lawmakers say that 2026 is unlikely to be the breakthrough year, even with the prospect of a special session being called to deal with the issue directly. I've heard that special session is not going to be a thing. I don't think, as fast as the legislature members want to get back in campaign, I don't think they're, I mean, the governor can call it, but I don't think she will. Remember, she just impanels groups to study it, right? Said at Yellowhammer News' annual legislative preview event on Tuesday evening, Alabama Senate President Pro Tem Garland Gudger and Speaker of the House Nathaniel Ledbetter offered their most direct assessment so far this session, which is in the final year of the current quadrennium, marking the end of the Ivy administration and the current cohort of state lawmakers. Says Gudger says he does not believe the votes are there to move a gaming package. And not going to happen, y'all. Long story, you can go see it. I'll pop it up on the Twitter or the X feed, but it's not happening. And here's the problem is when it does, like, kind of happen, it's so goofy the way they want to do it here. It's not worth doing. I mean, just the rush to get something passed, you pass something that's going to handcuff the state going forward, it's just silly. It says here, after spending much of 2024 session in a high-stakes tug-of-war over major gaming proposal that at different stages included the state lottery, sports betting, casino-style gaming, which ultimately stalled upstairs in the Senate, Speaker Ledbetter said on Tuesday, the appetite is not there right now. Listen, the language tells you everything you need to know. The appetite's not there. The votes might not be there. In other words, y'all, they're not going to do it. Oh, this would be good. We'll head out with this. Perfect, perfect. This is my favorite. Bob Seger. Pat Perrine on drums. The legendary Bob Schultz on organ. And we'll do this again tomorrow. Paul Feinbaum takes over next. Y'all have a great one. I give a list, 'cause I was